Good morning and welcome to Schools In, a regular 30-minute segment produced and presented by school students of the Yarra Valley.
Welcome to Yearing Primary School's presentation of Schools In.
Today is the last day of term and we are all excited about the holidays.
Hello, my name is Felicity and I'm in grade 6. Next year I'm off to high school. When I was here last, I was excited about going to high school. Now it's getting closer and I'm sad and I don't want to go. I just want to stay here at Yearing. We have great teachers here. There is Mrs. Cole, Nick and Meredith, Vaughn and Ruth, who are our teacher's aides, and great volunteers like our wonderful Nana Faye, who is here with us today.
Hi, my name is Kiara and this is my second time on Yarra Valley FM. Last time I was here, I told you about how much dancing I did, but it was just too much. So I dropped ballet and now I play netball for Coldstream. I really like playing netball.
Good morning. My name is Brody and I am in grade 5. I love playing sports like cricket, basketball and 10-pin bowling. Every Wednesday I learn piano in Croydon. I like playing pop music. I even like playing the scales.
Good morning. My name is Ella. This is my first time here this year. I have 7 cats at home, plus 1 dog. Dog's name is Delta and the cat's names are Tigger, Simba, Socks, Smudge, Boots, Pipper and Pepper. Socks and Smudge sleep in my bed.
In August, we celebrated Book Week. Steph H and I were the ugly stepsisters from Cinderella. Brody, Steph and I went to Coldstream Kindergarten for a visit. We wore our costumes and read stories to little kids. I read Thelma the Unicorn. They loved it. Being around little kids makes me feel really happy. I went to Coldstream Kinder before I started school.
For Book Week, we dressed up and also had a drawing and colouring competition with other schools that the Mark then visits. The grades 3 to 6 did a drawing and the 1-2 coloured in a picture. The theme for Book Week this year was Reading is My Secret Power. I dressed up as the book character Matilda. There were the ugly stepsisters. Steph K was Hermione from Harry Potter. Brody was Harry Potter, Josiah was Willy Wonka, a library teacher was dressed as Wally from Where's Wally. Dress-up days are always a lot of fun.
Yes, I did go as Harry Potter. I love reading the books and watching the movies because it is so magical and fascinating. I also went to Coldstream Kinder and read a picture book called Butt Out. The kids thought it was really funny.
2 days ago, we had our school production. What a success! Thanks, Mrs. Cole, for other great scripts. You are fantastic. And of course, choosing the right songs.
Today, we have decided to play music from our production.
I have chosen an ABBA song. It is Money, Money, Money.
That's too bad. In my dreams, I have
Schools In on Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the Yarra Valley.
Each month we have been recalling stories from the past students and teachers. Today we are recognising some of the men who lived and worked in Yarra or went to school at Yarra.
We have been unable to find the names of women who were born at Yarra or went to the school who went to World War I. We'd like to find out their names and add them to our school history. If you have any information, please could you let our school know?
Some of their family members attended the school, either at that time or during the following years. These men joined the AIF in WW1. Some never returned home, others did. We have collected the information from the National Archives of Australia, school records and newspaper reports.
First we have Michael Upton, serial number 1561. Michael was born at Yarra and attended the school. He joined up on the 29th of March 1915 and went overseas, where he was injured. His wounds were severe and he had his lower right leg amputated. His family was advised that he was returning home to Australia on December 23rd, 1917.
Michael's parents lived at Valley View in Yarra.
Another soldier, whose name was Leonard Joseph Lawler, his serial number was 2144. He was with the 6th Battalion when he was born near Yarra. His parents moved to Buxton, but he remained working in Yarra as a farmer. Leonard joined up on the 21st of September 1914 in Lilydale. He was not married.
Leonard went to Egypt. He was the second wave to land on the Gallipoli Peninsula on the 25th of April, Anzac Day. He was only 21 years of age when he was killed in action. Leonard is buried at the Lone Pine Cemetery, Gallipoli.
On the 10th of February 1916, his brother Robert Byron Lawler, serial number 5044, joined up in Lilydale. He was also born at Yarra and was 19 and a half years old. He was the 22nd Battalion. Robert left Australia on the 3rd of July 1916. He fought in France and Belgium. On the 6th of October, he was killed in action. He is buried at the Tyne Cot British Cemetery, 5.5 miles north of Wipries.
Another brother, whose name was Calvin, also joined the AIF.
How sad it must have been for William and Sarah Lawler to have three sons join the AIF and two never return home. Two more men joined the AIF
They were working as winemakers at Yiring. Their father's address was Yeronga. At Yiring, which is not very far from where Yiring Primary School first started on Cumbus Road.
In July 1915, James and Polly Fraser gave their son Charles permission to join, as long as he was declared fit. Charles was discharged as medically unfit shortly after because of a heart problem. Charles's brother James Edward Fraser, serial number 1715, was about 23 years old when he joined on the 24th or the 5th, 1915. He left Australia and landed at Cairo on the 23rd of August. He started to suffer severe pain, which was diagnosed as a renal stone. James's health did not improve, so he was sent back home to Australia. He arrived in Melbourne on the 13th of October. On the 5th of November, he was travelling to Melbourne to attend the base hospital in St Kilda Road. He travelled to Melbourne with another local person. When James got off the train, he went to Prince's Bridge to catch a cable car.
While getting on the cable car, another coming in the opposite direction hit James. He was taken to hospital with cerebral concussion. He never recovered and died the next day in hospital.
Andrew Samuel Holland attended Yiring Primary as he joined AIF in 1915. Andrew was at Gallipoli before going to France. It was in France that Andrew was killed in action.
James Williams relived in Yiring with his family.
He was a farmer. James arrived in Gallipoli on the 1st of September 1915, and he was then admitted to hospital on the 1st of October. James's father died and he was given leave to return home to help with his mother.
Gus and Ern Gilbert were living at Yiring when they both joined the AIF. They both served in France. Gus joined on the 27th July 1915 and Ern joined on the 21st July 1915. Both the brothers returned home.
It's time for another song. It is Daryl Braithwaite and One Summer.
Thank you. driving down the beach in my car. Another place, same time. Icky runs along a fine line. Down there, no chance. He's trapped in a different romance. His life a fait accompli. He never did.
We have parts of an interview by Antonio McAleer with Gus Gilbert, who is age 100, on the 16th of January 1994.
The following story appears in Further Memories of Yearing.
The following story appears in Further Memories of Yearing. There is also a photo of Gus and his brother Ern in uniform.
I'll now read Gus's memories as told to Anthony McAleer. We, that is, my sisters Susan, Daisy, Ivy and Fred, went to school at Yearing. We came from Nagambi when I was 9 years old, then went to South Moraine. From there, we came to Yearing in 1907. Harry, who was called Poddy, and Tom Bamber went there too. Poddy named Rivet, which won the Caulfield and Melbourne Cup. I was there to see it win. I was a great mate of Poddy's. His father was the blacksmith at Coldstream. The schools were very patriotic. They raised the flag and sang the anthem. My parents owned the farm in St. Hubert's Road, Yearing. It was sold and we bought a beautiful farm in Ferntree Gully when I came back after the war.
I used to milk 9 cows in the morning and night at Yearing. It was hard work.
I remember Minnie and John Supple and Madam Melba, who used to come to our house every week for morning tea. She was a fantastic woman. She would walk around the paddocks with Dad and Mum.
The local people liked Madam Melba. When I grew up, I worked then a bit with my brother Ern. We built a gravel tennis court at Coombe Cottage. Yes, I heard Madam Melba sing at local concerts. It was beautiful. I used to dance a lot. I was a good dancer.
At Yearing, we built a big silo and put a chaff cutter up next to it and cut up the maize for the silo.
We used to skate in the Athenaeum Hall, Louisdale, and also played hockey. We would cut a knob on the end of a stick. We played at different places. I remember following the hunts and hounds. We had a farewell party at Louisdale for World War I, and Madam Melba came with her brothers Charlie and Ernie. We were given a medal. Also, when the Avenue of Honour was planted along the highway, Madam Melba came and gave us a certificate and spoke to us. We are so lucky to have had those memories shared with us.
Destination Moon was the theme for Science Week.
That's right, Ella. We did some amazing work. We learned about space, springs and parachutes.
Science Week was great fun. We made moon landers, and to check if they would actually work, we climbed to the top of the slide and let them go. Some landed safely and others crashed. The best crash was Splits.
It sure was, Kiara. I really, really tried to make a good moon lander. I worked with Steph H, and we used a bag for a parachute as well as a box and string to attach the bag to the box. The only trouble was when we let it go. It fell to the ground, and Steph H decided to make some adjustments. Instead, she put a hole in it.
I was partnered up with Tyson, and we made our moon lander out of some paper so it would glide down smoothly and slowly. Each time we tested it, some of the strings kept coming apart. We had to run back inside and keep making adjustments, and then back out again to test it again. Finally, it worked really well and landed safely. I've chosen a song by Queen. It is called A Kind of Magic.
It's a kind of magic. It's a kind of magic. A kind of magic. One dream, one soul, one prize, one gold, one golden glance of what should be. It's a kind of magic. One shaft of light that shows the way.
Oh,
we held a science assembly for the parents to come along and see what we have been doing. The parents were amazed, especially when the little kids showed off their drawings that came alive. They used an app, making the space and moon pictures move.
Since we were last here, following students have received Student of the Week and Art Awards.
Zoe, for an amazing work ethic and challenging herself.
Billy, for great ethic in homework.
Tyson, for challenging himself in reading.
Grady, for showing greater resilience.
Kai, for an amazing effort in maths and for rehearsing lines for the school production.
Jordan, for an excellent effort in the school production rehearsals.
Kiara, for great effort in persuasive writing.
Steph H, for finishing a challenging writing task to a high standard. Three students also received principal awards for being courteous. They are Bailey, Josiah, Kai. Well done, boys.
The grade ones and twos read a picture book called One Step at a Time.
The story was about Marley, the elephant who lost her leg when she stood on a landmine. After we read the book, the students were asked to respond in writing. Here were some of their pieces of writing.
One day in the forest, a boy named Max stepped on a landmine. He lost his life. He got his spirit. His spirit was a horse. He ran and ran until he ran out of breath. He felt free and happy.
Kai, grade 2.
One day there was a cat and a dog. They were walking down the road and the cat got hit by a car on her leg. The cat got a robo leg. She got taken home with her owner. I was stroking her head lightly and giving her water and food to eat. She got stronger. When she was strong again, she still wasn't happy because her friend died.
Zoe, grade 2.
One day there was a person named Grady. He stood on a landmine. He lost his leg. He was sad, but people helped him. Then more people put on the... robo leg. He colored it skin color. He ran so fast. He loved it. He loved to run.
Grady, grade 1.
In integrated studies, we have been learning about civics and citizenship. Fiona McAllister from the local council, Bridget Valance from state government, and Tony Smith MP from federal government came to our school. They told us about what they do and why they do it. We asked questions which they answered. We learned a lot from their visit, but would like to thank them for giving up their time and coming to talk to us.
At school, we made a wall hanging for Father's Day. We also made a card for Dad.
We also held our annual Father's Day night at school. We played games such as Golden Child, and as usual, there was quite a bit of cheating. It didn't matter because we all had fun. We also played a balloon relay where we had to pass the balloon to each other between our legs. The dads cheated big time in this game. Then it was time for pizza.
The grade 5 and 6s went to Hillsville High School to see the students perform of The Wedding Singer. The students were amazing. Our last song for today is by Hermes Holmes Band. It is called Happy, Happy Birthday, Baby.
The way mine has I don't know what I'd do if ever I lost you. I'd have no today, no tomorrow.
October 150 years ago, Yearing Primary School was officially opened.
This year on Saturday, October the 12th, we will be holding a rockabilly celebration at the Yarra Glen Hall. Please find information regarding this night on our Facebook page.
We will also be having an open day at the school. It will be held after our rockabilly celebration. We have lots of school photos which will be on display.
The date of this will be on our Facebook page as well as our school notice board.
That is it for today. I would like to say bye-bye now.
I hope you liked today's school in. Bye.
See you next time, everyone. Later.
Don't forget the 150th celebration as well as our opening day. We would love to see you all. Hi, Uncle Terry. Cheerio for now. It's time to head back to school. Bye!